How to exercise when you don't like to exercise? You know it is good for you, but you hate it. So now what? Disliking exercise isn't some kind of moral failure. It doesn't mean that you are broken or lazy. It is just your personal preference. Still, there is no denying that exercise is good for the human body. But how do you exercise when you don't like it? In this video, I'll share you 5 refreshing strategies which I learned from my coaches that can help you stop fighting with exercise. Strategy number 1, stop trying to exercise. You heard it right. Stop trying may sound like strange advice, right? But you hear me right. If exercise feels like an impossible, torturous task, the best approach might be to take it off from the table completely. A few reasons. For one, the more you push against your own resistance, the more that resistance is likely to grow. Conversely, if you stop telling yourself you should exercise, you might discover you are more likely to do that. Also, you don't have to exercise. Yes, it is good for you, but you are in the driver's seat in this life and you get to choose how you spend your time and energy. That said, if you want to explore movement in a pressure-free way, check out these tips. Try a do-nothing experiment. Here is a weird idea, right? See, limit your movement for a few days and see what happens. And what happens? Eventually, most people are going to want to move in some way. That will say, wait a second, I actually want to move around a bit, right? I want to go for a walk. See, this isn't about tricking yourself into wanting to move. It is about learning if and when movement does feel good for you. You might discover your body craves movement more than you realized. And number 2 you can do is focus on other ways to improve your health. See, it can be easy to fixate on the things you think you are bad at, right? See, but when you do that, you can miss other potential, easier, less stressful opportunities for improvement. See, you could put your time and energy into improving your sleep, your stress management, your nutrition, and so on, right? Exercise isn't the only ingredient in a healthy life. Of all the health improving options available to you, what is the most appealing? Make that your priority for you. Third tip could be, build your bucket list. Rather than obsessing over how much you hate the gym, put your focus on what you want to do. Build a bucket list around that. The items on your bucket list might naturally inspire you to get moving or not. Regardless, the bucket list exercise can shift your focus towards what you want for yourself, which can be meaningful and energizing no matter what you choose. Brainstorm a bunch of things you want to try in your lifetime. Then consider which of these could you start working towards today. Okay, strategy number 2, aim for movement rather than exercise. See, people often assume they have to go straight into training for a marathon or lifting heavy weights in the gym. But in order to get the benefit of movement, you don't have to train. You can just move. And if you are wondering how you will find big blocks of time to exercise or even move, you don't necessarily need to schedule time to exercise. Your movement could just be a pile of mini actions that add up over the day. Those mini actions could be anything. Walking to the office water cooler for a drink, emptying the dishwasher or mowing the lawn, goofing around with your kids. See, moving rather than exercising might feel more accessible and have less baggage attached to it. Want to get moving? Try these tips. 1. Aim to slightly increase the way you already move. Even if you hate movement, right, you might be doing more than you think, unless you are literally lying in bed all day. You are probably getting some kind of movement, right? Just getting up in the morning, making breakfast, getting to work, all these things require movement. So the real question is, how can you expand on the movement you are already doing? For example, could you pace the bathroom while you brush your teeth? Circle the block after you take out the trash. Walk the dog for an extra few minutes and so on, right? Tip number two, lean into the mostly inactive things you enjoy. If you want to move more, but movement wasn't your thing, then find what you love to do. For example, many hobbies involve movement, even if they aren't seen as fitness activities. For example, love to read, walk to the library, or stroll around a bookstore. Like to paint? Try painting on a larger canvas so you are engaged to stand and make some larger arm movements. Shopping fanatic? Instead of shopping online, saunter through the mall or local shops. Enjoy cooking. Without trying, you naturally become more physically active by chopping, picking up pots and pans and move around your kitchen, right? Tip number three, embrace the everything counts philosophy. Get this, right? Just thinking that your daily activity count towards your fitness goals can make a difference. See, one study conducted out of a Harvard University found that if we believe our daily activities like housework or childcare count as exercise, the physiological benefit of those activities is enhanced. Okay, so think about your daily routines and appreciate how the activities you do are already contributing to your health. Okay, strategy number three, do less. To reap the benefits of movement, you might need less than you think. According to the CDC physical activity guideline, adults should aim to get 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week, which is around 22 to 43 minutes a day. See, time crunching folks can also meet the guidelines by doing 75 minutes of rigorous intensity exercise per week. Okay, whatever case, but exercise isn't all or nothing, right? Everything counts. If the above recommendations sound overwhelming to you, try these tips. Tip number one, break your goal into manageable pieces. See, if 22 minutes all at once feels like too much, just break up that 22 minutes into small chunks. For example, 22 minutes broken up over the course of the day could look like 5 minutes of movement 5 times, 8 minutes of movements 3 times, or 11 minutes of movements 2 times, right? Easy. Tip number 2, start small and build slowly. So you can even take a year or longer to work up to 22 minutes per day, right? For example, if you start at 5 minutes per day and add 1 minute per day each month, at the end of a year, you would be at 17 minutes a day and you will have built a regular daily habit, something many people never achieve. Okay, tip number 3, explore the continuum. If exercise seems like an all or nothing kind of thing, start thinking on a spectrum. See, for example, if tennis, I move all the time and do everything perfectly, and 0 is I don't move at all and just lie on the couch, what are some options in between? When you explore the continuum, you might find a level of activity that feels doable for you. Okay. Strategy number 4, try stuff. If you do want to move around, and ideally find something you like, right? Even if you don't love, there is no getting around it, right? So you will have to give something a try. That maybe means doing some stuff you might not like. Fortunately, there are ways to make the experimentation process more funful, or at least not awful, right? Here are some ideas. 1, apply the 10-minute rule. See, give yourself permission to try just 10 minutes of something. If you don't like it, you can stop it. This low pressure approach makes it easier to try new things. Get in the pool with your kids for just 10 minutes and see how it goes. Try 10 minutes of online Zumba class or a yoga video on YouTube. Knowing you can quit can make it easier to get started, which is actually the hardest part. Okay. Tip number 2, return to things you used to like. For example, how do you love to play when you are young? Start there. Make a list of all the ways you love to play and be active when you were a kid. Did you jump rope, play soccer, explore the forest, chase the ice cream truck down the street? Pick something from your list and try it. Yes, it might be harder as an adult, but where do kids get the energy to jump rope for hours? But it might also rekindle your playfulness. And don't forget, you can always quit after 10 minutes. Okay? Tip number 3, create your bingo card of new activities. Even if you think you hate all exercise, there are probably things you haven't tried. To experiment, create a bingo card of new activities. On each square, put an activity you'd like to try. Maybe yoga goes on one square, Zumba, hiking, boxing, and so on, right? Then for the next 30 or 60 days, aim to fill the bingo card by trying each activity. In the end, maybe you will still hate everything you tried, but even if you don't like the activities themselves, the process of experimenting can be weirdly fun. Okay? Strategy number 5, adjust your expectations. By adjusting your expectations around the exercise, you can make the whole thing less of an ordeal. Maybe even more fun. Here's what that can look like. See, don't worry about loving it. Aim for tolerable instead. The good news is that you don't have to love it. The goal is to find something tolerable that adds some value to your life. Think of like brushing your teeth, right? So no one gets really excited about doing it, but you know it is important for your health and it feels good after you do it, right? Finally, be nicer to yourself, okay? Okay, now, don't miss out the opportunity to achieve your health and weight loss goals in just 90 days. Click the link in the description to access my free video training where I will share personalized science-based strategies to help you lose 6 kg and improve your overall health and wellness. Okay, thank you for watching this content until this the end. If you like this content, please like and share. I will record more such contents for you in the coming days. Until next time, cheers, God bless, bye-bye.